All set if you'd like.
Okay, I'm going to call the ad hoc office space committee to order. Can we please have a motion for approval of the minutes from May 11th?
So moved.
Second?
Yep, you have it.
Okay. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. I'll release this directly to Jack to discuss the NYSERDA study.
Yep, thank you. Sent you an email yesterday afternoon. So for the first phase of this second project, the courthouse project, Labella on our behalf submitted a grant because there are matching funds through NYSERDA for retro commissioning for balancing and all your HVAC systems. So we were able to leverage $30,000 for that. Turns out after we got that done, are you raising your hand, Chris, or what's that? So we were able to leverage $30,000. We thought that's the end of the deal. NYSERDA came back to Labella as the applicant and said, well, the customer is in a municipal utility that doesn't pay part of their utility rates into the project that funds this. So we would like to see a study in a NYSEG, RG&E, whatever territory. So we went back and forth with Labella, obviously wanted to minimize cost exposure, but also if we were going to look at something, let's look at something useful. And Chris and I had the conversation, why don't we look at the Serview property, since we're going to be getting in there in the not too distant future. And if there's anything that could be improved for HVAC or anything that needed immediate improvement, we'd be able to identify that. And then we could also identify and have a list of long-term projects to take a look at if we needed to. So that's what we're proposing. And our share of that is $2,664 for this study that closed, based on what we have heard from NYSERDA right now, that closes us out of this project. So we keep our 30 grand that we leveraged. They actually paid for half of this study as well. So, yep, that would get us done.
So I would like to hear a motion to move forward with the NYSERDA study and leverage that money.
Your microphone's not on.
Carol moved it.
Second.
John seconds.
Lahill to help you.
Okay. Are there any questions?
Labella's not going to charge us $30,000 to do these applications and studies, are they?
No, that's why we did it. It was free, and they did all that stuff as part of their consulting agreement with us, and that's why when they said we'd like to apply for this, we said,
okay,
sure.
Yeah, good job, Chris, for finding a way to get around this, because you actually leveraged a pretty good study for a minimal amount of money. So, all those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried.
Does this study that's done on this building that we're buying, does that give us any leverage down the line?
In terms of,
I don't know, grant funding or anything else?
Yeah, so it would make us eligible for additional NYSERDA funding if it is out there. And there is more NYSERDA funding in the NYSEG RG&E territories because they all pay into the pot that pays for this. Okay. So, yeah, we could definitely use that if we wanted to do some sort of matching improvement.
Okay. No other business, Jack?
Nope, all set. Thank you.
All right, motion to adjourn.
Second.
Okay, all those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Long morning, people. Good job.